The National Weather Service recently announced their plan to, quote, evolve their services and infrastructure, according to a recorded video conference given to KYUK by the NWS. The plan calls for producing one forecast for the entire country at their office in Washington, D.C., instead of producing regional and local forecasts throughout the country. Under the new plan, local forecasters will take the forecasts from the main office and tailor them for the area to send out. The NWS says this will help reduce duplication and make their reports more accurate and consistent. But the NWS Employee Organization's president, Dan Sobian, says this will make the forecasts less accurate because many places have unique weather patterns.
There are a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that don't even know where Bethel, Alaska is. And I'm guessing that there are a lot of unique idiosyncrasies to the weather there. There's like thousands of reasons why it would be best to have forecasts coming from forecasters who know the area. And that will cease to happen.
How it will change the way forecasts are delivered is unclear. KYUK contacted the NWS field offices in Alaska but could not get a comment by deadline. The new national plan for the Weather Service will reduce the hours their 122 field offices are open. Instead of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the offices will only operate part-time. The local staff will not be spending much time launching weather balloons to test winds and atmosphere conditions. Instead, they will be gathering data, going to meetings and training, and educating people in their areas. The plan calls for automating the weather balloon program. Managers said there was currently no plan to reduce the staff, but they did say they were planning to more strategically use the staff's time. Managers say the goal is to provide better impact-based decision support services, or IDSS, which translates into providing information to decision makers on the state and federal level to help them be able to save more lives during storms, floods, or severe weather events, which are occurring more frequently in the face of climate change. NWS says the plan to go one forecast for the entire nation has been in the works for some time, but Sobian says he can't confirm when the process began.
Well, they did it in secret, so I can't tell you that. They held secret meetings and made the people in those meetings sign non-disclosure agreements. We didn't find out about it till about 3 weeks ago.
The National Weather Service plans to start testing and evaluating these changes within the next year, with full implementation by 2018. Currently, Alaska's field offices are located in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.